Okay, we'd like to call the order of the meeting at 5:23. We can stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I gotta get a better angle. I can barely see through that castle.
Item B, adoption of the agenda.
I'm going to adopt it for the adoption of the agenda for the meeting of May 12th.
One second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. May 12th, May 11th.
It's May 11th, yeah, and I screwed up on that, but I fixed it on this one.
Okay.
Also, on your minutes, it says agenda, but I fixed that, too.
Good catch.
For the main one. So, yes.
Okay.
Miss?
May 11th.
Yeah. Miss Donna over there caught it after I got them all hung up and printed and delivered.
Ah.
And she goes, by the way, did you know it says 12? No? Thank you.
It says agenda, not minutes.
Yes, thank you.
Call to the public.
That's you, big guy. Anything you want to talk about?
You sure?
This
We're
is your
here
virgin,
for you.
It's your chance. This is your virgin voyage.
Now your chance.
No,
I've
got to move on.
Okay.
Speak or forever. What is it?
Yes,
say
speak
now
up.
Or
speak
hold
now
your peace
or
hold
for
her.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that's
okay. So... I'd like to continue consent agenda approval of the minutes for the board meeting April 19th.
I have no changes.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Okay.
I
that,
already
I'll go
changed
ahead.
It from agenda to minutes. So
I'll
we
make
should
a motion. Oh, we're doing a consent.
We'll do it, yeah. Okay, item B, presentation of the April financial report.
Okay. The first page that says April 22 expense payroll vouchers. They're like they're pretty normal stuff. I marked up my info on the wrong page just here, but did anybody have any questions? And I can get those done relatively quickly. The last payroll voucher for $124,904, that included the first 301 payments to the teachers.
$1,500 per teacher that was going to receive that amount.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have an action item for that? Like
the 301, well, we approved the 301 plan, and in it it had the payment dates and amounts.
Yeah.
We
okay.
did that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if it was November or December. But
I think we did it sometime last week.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember either.
Yeah.
So that's what it. That's why it's
exactly.
higher than, well,
exactly.
a little bit higher than all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring you the exact, because that one was in there, it was a set amount. But we will bring you the ones, the last two payments, which will go off of what they did in the plan, so that they, because
oh,
yes. they each earn different amounts. Mm-hmm. So we will bring those to you.
The first two expense vouchers, the first one, I believe, has the health medical insurance in that payment. And then the next one down for $34,000, that has our half the payment we pay the auditors for the year. So that was their first payment in that.
Are you on page one?
I was just still on this copy here.
When do we pay the high school?
I just paid them. It's supposed to be every quarter. And I just paid them this week for this one, and then in June I'll make the last payment.
Okay.
Want to make sure I got enough cash in there.
Yeah,
because that one's usually.
Yeah, it's $133,000, I believe it is.
Wow. And you know, we didn't pay tuition for a long time, and it's when Covington came in, and everything went south, and that's when they started charging us tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out, I think we were what $3 million then, and yeah.
Well, I think they used to, I'm not sure how the state did it. I think they used to just include those students, and I think they figured it was more lucrative to go the tuition route than it was. And and it still goes to the state, but I think they figured, I don't know.
I don't know how they do it without us, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because, like, we have to count, like, special ed kids. We have to count the sped kids that are at the high school as our kids. And that's where, when I first got here, through the first couple of years, we were having such time justifying everything with special ed and spending and numbers, because they're not, I mean, they're our kids, but they're not our kids.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
That's whenever...
And so, it's...
That's when I tripped up, too, about whenever we were doing that, because I realized that we had kids that went from NACO. We don't just pay for our kids, we care for the kids across and our kids.
I wish we can just, like, break it down where we're paying for our kids. But that's the other thing, is like there's a lot of kids from NACO that go to Greenway and go to law school, and we still have to pay for them, but they went to business school.
Right.
They graduated
and
from the business school.
That's why each year we try to get a listing of all the kids that were being charged for.
Because see what happened a couple of years ago, I realized that we had kids that I knew had dropped out, that weren't going. So I asked Ms. Elise, I said, how do we know if we're paying for those kids? Because, you know, they don't tell us if they drop out. I said, then we have to get
them and let us in.
So we were paying for kids that weren't even there.
Do we pay per kid or is it just like a big...
Actually, we don't really pay. Here's what happens. They put everything together just like Donna puts a budget together. They send it to the state and they say, it's called flow-through money. This is what we are servicing for all the students who come from NACO Elementary School District. So then the state sends us money, and Donna writes a check to them. So, I mean, it looks like we have all this money. I mean, like, if you look at our budget, it says we have so many million dollars every year we deal with. But one point whatever of it isn't our money. It's all going to that's going to the high school.
But we don't have a flat fee, though. I mean,
they don't really charge us.
It depends on the population.
Right. It looks like they charge us because Donna writes a check. But ultimately, they charge the state.
Right.
They write all this up, send it to the state. The state approves they're going to pay it. Then they send us the money, and then we have to pay them.
Right.
It's just a weird... they should just make this a part of their high school district, and they should have an elementary district, and they should have a high school district, and they could even be under the same administration.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did that, that would incorporate it, and that would get rid of us having to be... I feel like we're almost like money launderers.
Really, kind of.
You know, that's how it feels to me. It's like we don't...
But that's why we pay, because
we don't have
a high school.
Right, but we don't have any control over what they send to the state. They send it, the state sends us money, we send them money.
It does kind of sound like money.
I know it does. I mean, it just, you know, I've never understood it since I got here. But when I asked, they said because we're some kind of a C-rated, there's something that's with C with us. And that makes us one of the weird school districts that don't have a high school affiliated to us. So our kids can go anywhere. They're like free agents when they leave. So, but we don't get tuition from Tombstone or Sierra Vista.
Right.
They just count the kids as theirs, and I know they get less kids, but I don't understand why they... there's got to be a reason. Maybe it's some extra in transportation or something that they can get. I don't know. There's got to be a reason why they don't just claim the kids. And I don't know.
Well, that's a political thing. We'll never know.
Well, there's something in their financial. There's got to be some kind of caveat. I just don't know what it is.
Well, if you don't mind, they count to Bisbee as district of attendance. We are the district of residence. And so they put that in the computer system that uploads to the state. And that's how, because we got charged 114.031 for attendance for ADM, average daily membership. And that's how many students on ADM, that's what they charge us for, is 114 whatever students.
And then, and that is, isn't that by their multiplied out value? Or is that's not one student, one body, that's like one student equals 1.057 mm-hmm. people or something.
So it's
like
not
that.
Per population.
Yeah, it's the weighted scale that
but
they have.
But you figure it's for four grades,
right.
So that's kind of.
That's
how
actually
it's going.
That's only averaging about 25, 26 mm-hmm. per grade, which mm-hmm. Since I've been here anyway, we've set more than that each year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. It's really convoluted though, no doubt.
It's just hard to understand.
Okay. We'll continue. Item C, approval of April vouchers. Oh, we did that right.
I know.
Halfway through.
Donna killed half of the forest in California with those big redwood trees. Just to print this, so make sure you look at it.
Whatever's her choices, you know?
Exactly.
Give her a little board with a pinpoint.
I asked her how many trees she was going to kill to get.
You need to get, like, laptop. Like, little, or...
Well, they have
we
that.
We can be checking about them instead of printing paper.
They have those where you can do, like, board work, or mm-hmm. we can even update. It can be updated, right, like, up to a half an hour prior to
the
meeting.
Can we add that to
the
budget, please, for next year?
Yeah, there's people with salesmen. What you got to do then is you give each board member, and we only have three, so then you get, we used iPads because I did it in Minnesota. We had it. It was really nice. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you have people that don't like computers, it's a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really pretty easy.
Well, the thing is, too, it's a matter of record. The school would have to maintain a paper, you know, for every meeting and so forth. But that's a good idea.
Well, it's all right on there, though. They and it's digitized, and then so. But I think I think we paid about $5,000, but then we had it, and then I think each year, if there was an update needed or whatever, you got the message that it can be updated, and it would be, you know, $500 to $1,000.
Hmm.
That's something that we were just talking about on some things is that's what's happening now. You used to be able to buy a program and have the program and it was yours. And now everything that you want to buy, it costs this much. And then for $900 for your service fee each year, you know, and so then it's like, okay, yeah, we only paid $3,000 for it, but then you're going to hit us up for almost $1,000 or $1,500 every year for the rest of our lives.
Wow.
For, you know, so...
The racket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cloud.
There we go with the cloud. Item D, approval of NACO ESD technology plan.
All right, so Mr. Rodriguez is here to answer any questions. He's very, very, very fancy. As you can see, we wrote technology plan right on the first page. This is what we've kind of been doing for the last 2 years. We just never took it to the board to approve it. And Julie just came up to me last week and said, you know, we have to get the technology plan approved. I said, oh, okay.
The one we've been talking about every single meeting?
Well, but we've been doing it, you know. I mean, we're actually ahead of pace,
like?
I think, for some of it.
Okay.
But it's divided down, so if you see anything that you would like or you want to... You want to talk about it briefly,
okay,
Mr. Rodriguez, or just answer questions?
Look under that.
There it is.
Well, the technology plan, it's on the ADE site. It's where all the grants are. And all the grants, whenever they mention technology, that's where they go and look at the plan. It's the same plan that applies for all the grants, including E-rate. That's what Ms. Morgan wanted it to be here, because we applied for E-rate and we were getting some equipment, which is there's a very long wait. We have been waiting for equipment for more than a year. That was approved last year and hasn't been here. Well, all those plans, all those grants that are federal or state funded require a technology plan, and this is it. It's there for everyone. They have access to this information. So if they ask the school for a technology plan, they go to the site from ADE, and that's where they look at the plan. And there's a plan. There's a little bit of everything that the school is planning, the mission, the vision, training for staff,
equipment for students, and everything it says here in the technology plan. Basically what it is, we apply for a certain grant and that requires a technology plan. It is the same plan for everything. And this is, I think, as Morgan said, it's valid until 2024.
Did you put this together?
Morgan,
nice.
Well, everyone has a little bit of input.
It was pretty much you too. We talked about different things. That was kind of back our first time with when we were talking about our goal was that we were going to be able to get Chromebooks for grade 5 through 8 by this year.
We didn't have anything like that, and then right now everything has been approved. We're going to be a one-to-one pool as soon as the equipment is here. So in like 2 or 3 years, we have been able to give a device to every single student to use in the school. Not outside the school, to use inside the school. iPads for K to 3rd grade and Chromebooks for 3rd and up. And everything is on the plan here. Like I said, it comes from different grants, from different funding sources, but they all look at the same plan.
It's just their backup, so we're not just willy-nilly asking for.
So this is technically within, it's in place, but we're just authorizing it.
We're
to
formally approving it
approving
now
it
because
okay.
For one of the grants, there's a question on there that says, has your technology plan been approved by the board? And we said yes. So
they're testing it out.
We had to put it on the board to make sure we weren't being dishonest.
Yeah, it was always.
That's great. Imagine the teaching, the typing in the 3rd grade. I mean, we not as grown if we didn't do that.
No.
That's pretty incredible.
I thought it happened all over in high school.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Yeah. So that's great.
Okay.
Good job.
Approval of the minutes from the NACO Junior High Helping Hands Group. Item E.
Has everybody got a copy of it?
Yes, you
can. Mm-hmm.
All
right. I looked at it.
Just, make it.
Just one question, the trip, no field trip?
That field trip, they are going on. I don't know any of this lady. They are going to go. The hassle with the field trip that the Helping Hands wanted to do was they wanted to go on the last day where we have any work that can be handed in and still be graded and get onto a report card, which is Monday. And they wanted it paid for by the school. It was non-academic. They didn't have an academic plan. It wasn't built around a lesson. And so any of the funding, like what we're using for tomorrow's trip with going to the Pima Air Museum and that kind of stuff, that wouldn't apply. And then Ms. Thomas wanted us to pay for Peter Piper Pizza, and we can't do that out of the Title IV. We can't pay for any meals. So everybody that's going on a field trip is taking a school lunch. So it ended up...
You can do that.
It ended up, yeah. It ended up being a little bit of a hassle with it, but you know, you just can't. We have some people who have donated money to the school and said use it to the for whatever the school needs that's going to benefit the school. I just have a hard time taking a check that some taxpayer gave us of $400 and saying I'm going to, and we were only going to take, at the time when I was approached, we were taking 10 kids. It expanded to 12 now, but there were 50 some kids that signed up for that club. So I just felt like, you know, is that really the best use of money that we get? Because I understand we're in good shape right now because we planned for it, mm-hmm. and we plan to get through the next 3 years without having to cut teachers and staff, mm-hmm. and we're going to be okay. But if we approve this and we say, yeah, you can do this and take this money that the taxpayer gave us, now what are we going to do when now first grade wants to go here and second grade wants to go there, and they all want to go to a restaurant with something. You just can't. Mm-hmm. So especially when the group had $1,100 sitting there, they had the money. And that's all I said. You have the money. Use your money. You have $1,100. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're going to use, and they're going to go, and I think they're up to 12 kids that are going to go right now, and then two chaperones. So they're going to go on Monday. The kids know that they have to have everything handed in before they leave on Monday if they want it graded onto their report cards. And I asked the teachers to be done with assignments basically today with new assignments, because tomorrow we have 45 kids going to Tucson, and then we have the short day on Friday, and then Monday we have that other field trip, and that's the last day they can hand work in. So I asked them not to have any new work after today, so that we're not just, you know, so the kids can't get caught up, because I want them to have a makeup day. So if they've got two or three assignments out, they've got a little time to hand some things in. So I think it'll be okay. And that's what they'll be missing, is the makeup day. It's not a day of lessons. Tuesday, we are building kites. Ms. Hudson gave the district $400 and requested that we have a hands-on activity for the middle school. So 5th through 8th grade, we're all going to be building kites. She bought bamboo sticks and plastic wrap and the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And what we're doing is we're having math lessons about the kites and about, you know, angles and all that, and wind speed. And they're having a lesson in science. Ginger, I don't remember what Ginger's talking about. And Mr. Page is teaching them about history of kites, and talking about the history of flying apparatuses, you know, even being used in World War I time and before, where they would lift somebody up in the air to find out what the enemy was doing, you know, and different things like that. So it'll be a good learning thing. It's a good way to end the year, and then we'll build them on Tuesday and Wednesday, or if it's windy on Tuesday and it's not going to be on Wednesday, we'll fly them in Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll fly them on Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. So, good way that every kid will have their own kite, and as long as they don't break, they'll all get to go home with their kite, and they can decorate it with the permanent markers however they want to, and all that kind of stuff. So, I think it'll be a good experience, and we were able to do that across the curriculum, which is kind of a fun thing. And the kids are pretty. I was surprised how excited the kids are.
Yeah, that's good.
They're kind of excited about it. So I thought. Kite. I mean, we did
that's kind of an old school thing. Yeah, maybe, you know, like new to
we never built too. One from the beginning. We always just bought a little package and put it together and flew it, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how mm-hmm. they do. So.
Cool.
So we got a few things going on.
Okay. Item C, approve the IG with the St. David Special Education Corporation.
All right. And I want to just really quickly talk about that. There are a couple of things. That
oh, what did I say?
You said G, I think.
C.
IGA.
Oh.
IGA.
Intergovernment Agreement.
Item F, approval of the IGA.
Okay, I thought maybe I just put
no,
the wrong
initials. No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah. The St. David Special Ed Cooperative Agreement. And so on here, it's going to be $27,000 less. On the back side is the dollars, and on the front side is just my signature with the verbiage. But I'm just trying to point out to you
$20,000 less?
Mm-hmm. 20 less, but that doesn't mean we're spending less, okay? It's a little false. We're paying more for a psychologist. We're paying more for speech pathologists. We're paying less for counseling. We got a $100 per day break on the counseling cost. And we're paying a little more for OTPT. Now, when they do this cooperative, everything that you buy from the cooperative, they charge you, I want to say it's 5%, maybe it's 10%. Yeah, 5%. Okay? It's a 5% administrative cost put onto everything.
That's weird.
Okay? That's so the coordinator or the director right. and the person that she works with, her and all that stuff. So those two people are furnished us, and everybody else, that's how they pay for it. So, Carol, the lady that's in charge, was just here, and we were talking about it, because we have, 2 years ago we purchased Palma, and we hired her away from them because we needed her more than, there was no sense to pay them and pay the extra cost. We have been using Chris, how do you say Chris's last name?
Ganane,
okay, G-U-I-N-A-N-E. So anyway, Chris is very, very intelligent on special ed law and writing IEPs, and she has spent 2 days a week plus an extra day every couple of weeks cleaning up all of our special ed files because we're due for a huge audit next year. This year we had our mini audit. Thanks to having her here, we passed in flying colors. Our special ed files were
scrambled.
A mess. Yeah. They were a mess. And so she spent a lot of time doing that. Our special ed teacher has told me she maybe has a year left. We have added between 13 and 15 special ed kids already this year to our file, and we will be retesting 13 to 15 more kids after the first 6 to 10 weeks next fall, because we have that many special ed needs. I mean, we have kids that wouldn't qualify this year because they haven't been in school enough. So we told the parents, we want to qualify them, we believe they'll qualify, they have to be here. If they're not in school, they can't qualify for special ed. That eliminates them immediately. So she's on the agenda to hire her tonight. Instead of paying them the money and a 5% kicker, we're better off to hire her for the same cost. And so that's what I have on the agenda for you tonight. But I wanted to explain the cost because it looks like it's less, and it is less. But ultimately, it's more because every one of these areas has gone up, and we took her off of here.
So we still have to have this as a backup?
We have this because there's a psychologist, OTPT, speech path. All of those services still come to us. But having this is very easy for when Donna has to say, we spent this on special ed. We don't have to itemize anything. It says right here, special education cooperative.
Right.
We're covered. So every penny we have there, we don't have to show. Then we have to also show how we spent more money, at least a dollar more than we spent last year. And we have to spend the same amount, actually more, out of our M&O than we spend out of the special ed federal grant. Okay? And so this is easy. A special ed teacher is easy. A special ed para is easy. When you start having some issues, is you're buying supplies. So you're buying paper and markers. Don't your other teachers use those? Yes, they do. Can't use it. Mm-hmm. Can't write it off. So they get a little picky about some of those things. So the contracts are the easiest things to use to write off to make our school legal. So I just wanted you to see that, because if you looked at it, you might say, I know Don is good at the, you know, over the years, and she might go, well, it seems like it was about 100 and some thousand 2 years ago. It was. I want to say it was 102 or 104,000 a couple years ago. So this has gone down, but we've actually now hired 2 people from them.
Right, great.
So if you can get good people, take them.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
What about the new teacher that that we hired, Ms. Demonet? Does she certify in any of this?
She has about 4 different licenses. She does have special education also. We actually have 1, 2, 3, we may have 5 special education teachers on staff right now. Nobody wants to do special education.
Now, who are you inquiring about now?
The new first grade teacher that we hired, Callie Demonet from Sierra Vista. She was from Chandler, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. She was in Chandler for 16 years. She didn't like the Sierra Vista setting that she was in, mm-hmm. So she wanted to come to somewhere where she felt like she could have more of a teamwork and more of a family atmosphere. So
Good.
So hopefully we're that.
Okay.
Don't be rolling your eyes.
No comment.
Okay. Item G, approve the summer office schedule, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Monday through Thursday and Fridays. We've had it closed for the last 3 years. We'll still be in the office, but then I don't have to hire somebody to sit there. Miss Elias takes her vacation the whole month of June. So we hire somebody to come in and sit and answer the phones. And so we'll do that till 2 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and I won't have anybody else come in on Friday. And we have, I mean, people can call, and we can open the door or whatever, but it's, generally speaking, there's nobody that comes up here after 1 o'clock or even noon. If they're off their lunch break, nobody stops it. So we'll have somebody sitting here to answer the phones till 2, and then that'll be it. We can answer them. We can have Kristen King answer them, and if they need to help with Spanish or whatever. But
and I'll be here too.
Yeah, Mr. R is going to be around too.
Oh yeah, okay.
He speaks a little more Spanish than Miss Morgan used to. So
you think?
So we're going to be back to regular schedule after 4th of July.
Yeah, I think we go to the 8th. Yeah, we usually go the Friday after the 4th, and then we go back. So we got 2 weeks before the staff gets here. That we'll have everything open all the way through Friday or whatever time it is.
Okay. Item H, approve the school calendar for 2022-2023 school year.
This is the calendar I gave you guys a long time ago.
It's the same one, right?
I could have swore that we approved it, but Rodriguez looked and goes, when did you approve the calendar? I go, we talked about it in
didn't
February.
We do it on the consent
we talked about it in March.
I think it was part of the...
It was part of my superintendent report.
Oh, so we never discussed it.
And I was going to bring it back to vote on it, and I think I talked about it again and said that, you know, we had gone back and these are the changes we made, and we never voted. So I put it on the consent agenda, and when I made copies, the colors got really tough. But yeah. Mr. Rodriguez is involved in recoloring it so it's easier for the public to...
You can still see it. So.
That calendar is for our internal use, so we're going to be posting one for the general public after it is approved.
He lets the staff use the one that I make, and then he makes a nice one for the public. You know.
Okay. All right, and we've already handled that one, so we're all versed in that.
All right.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through H.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 All right. So we've got a few personnel items at the top of the action items. Do you want me to just run with them, or do you want to tell everybody what they are? It's up to you.
You can go.
You got the bright yellow dress. Take I'm just it. Wearing an orange shirt. All right.
Take it anyway.
We interviewed for elementary ELL teacher, and I'm going to talk about it in my report. I just want to tell you guys, and I know I sent an email on it, but our kids did amazingly well on the Azella test. I mean, so many of our kids were pre-emergent and emergent, which means way down low, and they ended up intermediate, and we had... 6, 9 kids, grades 5 through 8, passed the Azella. We've not had more than one in those 4 grades since I've been here.
Wow.
So that was really good. We also had 10 kids that missed passing between 2 and 10 points in those same grades. So we had huge, huge movement. Our elementary also did well. We had 4 kids that passed out. But we had so many that moved up to the intermediate and so many that were close that I think we can say that the targeted ELL program idea was a good idea. I think we got our money's worth. We did exactly what we wanted to. We got more time. We got kids doing a better job with English. And this young lady here, Dawn Hobson, has actually been a teacher for almost 20 years. She's got, I think, three different English language, multi-language, bilingual degrees, and she will do a great job. The whole reason we're making a change, even though I had a great year, was the teacher wasn't licensed and certified, and you have to continue with the SEI grant. You can have someone in that position for the first year, but you have to check for licensure, and if someone that's licensed applies, you need to hire them if you want to continue with the grant. So we opened the position up, and we were very, very lucky to get this. She will do a great job for us.
I know her personally, and she's a really honest and hardworking person, and super patient and reliable and really all-around great person.
Just seemed like just really just...
She fits in where she
not too terribly excited. She seemed to get along with everybody. Mm-hmm. And
she is. I've known her for quite some time.
I think she'll do a real good job for us.
Mm-hmm. That's good to see.
Any questions or anything? Oh, the committee was myself, Ms. Campos, who was the EL coordinator, and Ms. Hudson, who's the reading and math person. So.
I was surprised to see that on there, so that's good.
Yeah, we actually had another person that was going to be on the hiring committee, but they had a parent IEP meeting that day, so they had to go to that instead. So, but it worked out well. I mean, we had one applicant, and it was a good applicant, kind of like that first grade job. We had one applicant, but every one of us walked out of there saying, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And this was, too. I mean, we've been very lucky. I really feel we've got good people.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope it continues for a couple more hires.
Yeah.
So.
You want me to make a motion?
Yeah. I'd like to move to approve the hiring of Don Hobson as the elementary ELL teacher.
Second.
Aye.
The second hire there would be for the custodian and bus driver position that we have, Enrique Martin. He was working over, is it Smith that's on base? And Miss Raina there worked with him, so she knows him, said he's a good worker, so I take her word for it. All the recommendations, everything said. Good kid, hard worker, young guy, very physically fit. I think he'll be great.
Yeah.
He'll be great to have. So he comes to us with experience, knows how to do and work all the machines, all that kind of stuff. I was on the committee, Armando was on the committee, and Mr. Vasquez was on the committee. So the three of us sat there, and we literally interviewed five people.
Really?
Four of them had custodial experience. We had, I thought, three good applicants, two that were better, and then a third, and then actually a fourth person who was okay, would have been fine, but did not really want to get that bus driving license. So, you know, that kind of made, as we got done and we had them rated, we all had them rated exactly the same. So.
Oh. Great.
It wasn't like one of us was hearing something different.
Yay.
We all heard the same thing.
I'd like to make a motion to approve item B to presentation and discussion of hiring Mr. Enrique Martin as custodian.
One second.
Aye.
All right. And I believe I gave you a copy of Ms. Thomas's resignation. Just read it very, very briefly. It just says, to whom it may concern, after careful consideration, I have decided to look for employment opportunities elsewhere. I have spent my entire career teaching at NACO, and it has been an absolute pleasure. Sincerely, Jennifer Thomas.
So she started her first teaching job here?
Yeah, 12 years she's been here. She's been here since 2010.
Wow.
Plus she was a substitute before that.
Really? I didn't know that. I thought she'd been elsewhere
first. She's not a substitute here.
I think she started out as like a third grade teacher or something.
Huh.
Slowly worked her way up.
Wow. Well, you know, we wish her well.
Yes, we do.
Good job. Wish her well.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the resignation of Jennifer Thomas.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And the last personnel item is Christy G. I just call her Chris.
How do you say that? Gunane?
Gunane, I think that's. I think Mr. Rodriguez is right on there. For the special ed teacher and director position. We tagged her with the director position just because she does all of our state reports and she knows how to do all of that and she knows sped law. Then I don't have to be wasting time calling an attorney to have her call a special ed attorney to get back to me. If Chris doesn't know, we'll do that.
So is she in the classroom or?
She both. She will be with kids, but she will also
assisting
be
you with the paperwork.
Making sure that all the paperwork's done, mm-hmm. all of the files are correct, because next year's a big year for us.
And that's a new hire.
She is a new hire, but we had her here under the co-op this year, so okay. Not new to anybody that's here, just new to our payroll.
Officially, okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'd like to make a motion to hire Christine G. for special education.
I'll second.
Aye. All right. It's time for Donna and the expenditure budget revision.
Floor.
Okay. By May 15th every year, the state says that you got to fix your budget any which way, you need to do it before the 15th. So this is what we have here. Budget for M&O stayed pretty close to the same. We just made a few changes on page one of the budget. I just made a little bit of changes in the movement of the salaries and some benefits in that area. So those are close to what we actually expend through the year. They don't like to see big gaps where you say you're going to spend $200,000 and you spend $6,000. So now since we've gone through most of the year, I just take all that we've expended out of those lines and add any encumbrances and stuff and kind of get them closer to where we need to be. So that's pretty much the reasoning for all this. And the capital line section on page 4 is the other area that we changed. We really can't change much else. There isn't a need to change anything else through all the budget. And this is things change because you can put in actual numbers. You put in your last year's carryover now where you didn't know when you originally do the budget in June and July.
And then so much of when we're doing it is prognostication, because last year they went so long and so late that we did get budget numbers, if you remember. I mean, we had to come back in September or October to do that. And it's probably going to be the same this
exactly.
year because they're just not
yeah.
getting anything done.
For 23, what the Auditor General has said today, they'll have preliminary forms out with what they know is going to change, like the base limit, those kind of things. But if there's any other changes in the budget that the legislature still needs to approve, those will not be in the preliminary budget that I will have to propose in late June, early July. That has to be done. The proposed has to be done by July 5th, and the adopted has to be done by July 15th. Those are statute. They cannot change those dates. So we will be going with probably preliminary numbers and forms, just like we did last year.
And with that budget, we still have encumbered amounts that we will not spend. So when you look out for a carryover amount in there, that carryover amount should go up, which the more we have for carryover, the better the opportunity. As we said before, we want to be, we're always looking 2 or 3 years down the road, so we don't have to go and get rid of people. And so as we don't spend those encumbrances, they come back into the M&O budget, and then we have a little bit more money so that we set a better cushion for ourselves. And our numbers are up from last year with students, which will help us.
Figuring our base level amount, yes.
I was going to say the other thing that we're doing, just so you know, is we are spending a lot of the funds on supplies that the teachers want to order. We're spending it now before July 1st. Most years you wait and you buy next year's stuff after July 1st. We're doing that because of that aggregate cap limit. Anything we spend this year is forgiven. Anything we spend after July 1st, we have to count. Same exact reason why we'll hire the kids, and we're going to work them from, when is the last day Bisbee has school?
I think the 25th.
25th, okay. So that's a Friday or Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
I just hadn't gotten the date yet, so.
I think it's the 25th. I have no idea.
Tuesday after Memorial Day, okay. So the kids will be able to work from that Tuesday until June 30th. And then we won't hire them in July because that amount will roll forward and count against us in the aggregate cap. So in all likelihood, we're looking at the numbers right now. We've had 7 kids apply. So I was talking a little bit with Armando, and I talked with Donna, and we are going to be moving a bunch of rooms. And so I think we're going to look at hiring 4 instead of 3. And we did have a person who was going to work much like Evan used to do, and they came to me, and there's some different issues with them being able to do that. So we may use someone else in place of them. So I'll let you know that at the next meeting. But our dollar amount's going to stay. I think yesterday we figured it would be under $10,000, like $9,000 for that month. So I think that will work. But we're gonna switch things around. These are gonna become junior high rooms. We're gonna put the science room back in the science room.
Really?
Yeah, we just need to, because we need the electrical plugins. We need to have the microscopes. We need to have experiments and things like that. The kids, they've been able to do some experiments this last month or so, and they like it. It seems to be very fun for them. And
see, our science teacher, you were probably going here then with Mrs. Witham.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they dissected pigs, and they did all kinds of stuff.
We're getting that. And another nice thing about this ESSER money is we had all this set-aside funding. So we're going to buy some STEM stuff with the set-aside, which set aside is you're supposed to use it for summer school. Mm-hmm. So since our science person next year is teaching summer school and she's teaching STEM this summer, then we're going to order STEM stuff for the summer and beyond.
Nice. A lot of this stuff will hopefully, push these kids into a career too.
They need to open their eyes. They need to have opportunities. They need to
technology and science and all the everything, all that stuff.
Well, we got a brick. I don't know if I told you guys, but we have a 3D printer now, and we have some of those goggles,
virtual
goggle thing.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's just so. Anyway, we'll be offering a 3D printer class at least 1 or 2 quarters next year. So it'll be nice to be able to offer some of that stuff. Did anybody have any more questions for Donna on that? I don't think we voted on it. So.
I don't offhand.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion to approve the presentation to possible vote of the to approve the fiscal year 2022.
Yes.
I'll second.
Expenditure budget. Aye.
Aye.
Sorry. I took off on the motorcycle for a second.
All right. just very quickly, I gave you guys all this. I want you to look at it, and in June we'll vote on it. I gave you, basically, there's Miss Elias, Miss Horton, Miss King, and Miss Valenzuela. Mr. Rodriguez is on there because, you know, he's now taken Julie's place, but you've already hired him for next year, so he doesn't count tonight. But this is the salaries that they've had the last 2 years are over on the, well, as I'm looking at you guys, my left-hand side, but over here, and then this, the salary here is the one that I would propose. And there's a few little different things in there, and I mean, I can...
This is where they were...
This is the 21-22 year, the 2021 year, and then my recommendation. And then this would be the difference, okay? And so, anyway, I wanted to give this to you so you guys could look at it. You can, you know, if you think something's out of line, it's too much or it's not enough, there's a rationale for why everybody's where they are. You know, like, say Donna doesn't take school insurance. So basically when we hire people and they don't take insurance, we can pay them a little different than we would pay somebody different because we save $12,000 there. Sally has less days that she's supposed to be here and at work.
That's Sally?
Sally Valenzuela.
That's Sally. Okay.
You butchered that name.
I know.
What is that name?
So I got an extra C in there, don't I?
Valenzuela. Valenzuela. Oh my God.
I type with two fingers, and when I get that thumb in there to hit the space bar,
I'm like, who is that? Valenzuela.
Sorry, yeah. Well, I typed a brand new spreadsheet today just for you guys. I'll never do that again. That's it.
I was laughing.
When I told you guys that first meeting, I told you my typing skills weren't that great. Now you see. So
it's entertaining.
Yeah, anyway. There's different things. So if you have a question on anything, you know, you can certainly call me or whatever too.
Now Kristen King, she's
the new, that business manager, the assistant that we hired. She's been going through all the trainings right now.
And she's been here for how long?
This is the end of her first year.
Okay.
So.
Do you think that's a lot of money for somebody who's only been here?
Think it's probably not as much as I would pay her.
Okay.
Because if she went out on the market right now, there would be four or five schools that would hire her to be their business
okay.
manager.
Okay. All right. You can justify it.
And we would be hurting. Oh. She's a very big plus for us.
Okay. I just wanted to ask because I knew that she hasn't been here that long.
Yeah, no, she hasn't. She hasn't, but it's a crucial thing to fill. And you know, people like Dawn and I aren't going to live as long as these tables. So, I mean, be here as long. Hopefully we live most of the
time. Longer.
Anyway, you know, we need to make sure that that's solid, especially. And you guys know, I mean, we've had the same discussion. Finding somebody to be in with the business of the school is harder than to find a superintendent. So,
mm-hmm. Right, that's true.
I mean,
I agree.
Honest. She's a very good worker. I'm telling you, she works on her weekends and sends me text messages about I found this grant and I found that. Would you just go have a life, enjoy your kids, go out and, you know, do some farming or something? But anyway,
you don't tell me that.
No, well, that's because you go out and have fun and you do that all the time.
Oh yeah, but she's out
Larry's
the
just
up
all
the
fun.
Time.
You know.
I'll party in Donna.
But yeah. I take the computer home every weekend and work. So
I know, I do too. I just don't expect. I guess I expect it from Donna, and I don't really expect it from other people.
See.
So do you guys have any take on this, or
no?
How do you feel? Good.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
I know. Well, I will bring it back to vote in June, but that's why I'm giving it to you now. I thought you might look at it, chew on it. If you think of it, Mr. Almost might be driving to work one night and say, I had a call and ask. I just want to know why this is this or whatever.
This is an action item. We're sitting on it.
Right. Yep. Okay. I just wanted to give it to you. Okay. My report.
Alrighty.
I forgot to put it on their agenda again, but that's okay. We're working on that budget. I explained earlier about the aggregate cap limit. That's just very, very much on our minds right now. I mean, there's nothing to say that they won't do exactly what they did this year, but there's no promises. So they have not taken care of the problem, so it's going to be there. I do know that there are a lot of schools out there. I know I'm being taped, but I was at a meeting and they said this, so I think I can repeat it. They are going to, when they do their first budget, they're going to not put all of the money there.
Who's they?
A lot of schools. Especially big schools.
They said that?
Yes. Huh. They said, because you get a chance to do a revision.
Right.
And if you do a revision after November 1st, that cap money goes off your November 1st, whatever you have for a November 1st budget. So if you do your revision on November 15th, now you're playing with the real money and the state's looking at it. And then what will happen is the state will come out and figure out a way to make it a law that you can't do that. You can't have a massive change on your first revision. So that somebody will get their hand slapped. Somebody's going to write a new law, whatever. That's what some people are going to do. I just as soon not do that. I just as soon do what we're going to do. And I just as soon spend money now, so that we're not spending it most of July, because generally we would spend, like, we're going to buy our textbooks now. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend $40,000 on our math textbooks. Instead of spending it in July, we're going to spend it now.
Right.
And that's, you know, that it doesn't seem like much, but that's $40,000 less that we're going to spend next year. I mean, all of those little things, $1,000 here, $4,000 there, they all add up after a while.
Yeah.
We're going to do our very best to do that. I already bragged about our Zelle scores. I was very happy. It was kind of really exciting to see that. I know Ms. Campos was not happy with herself. Felt like she was a failure because she only got nine kids to pass out of grades 5 through 8. But she doesn't understand that we've only had one a year out of those four.
Well, then with COVID and all of that.
9 or 13.
Well, we had 13 total, but we had 9 from grades 5, 6, 7, and 8. Right. 3 from 5th grade, 2 from 6th, 2 from 7th, and 2 from 8th. Mm-hmm. So that is by far, as far as the older kids, and the test is harder for older kids, that's by far the best we've ever done.
Yeah.
Thelma was looking back, I don't know how many years, and she hadn't found where we had that many older kids.
When they said with COVID, they expected that for 10 years these kids are going to be really lagging behind.
Well,
and so I was really happy to see that.
They've
been through a lot.
I think too, though, I think kids are pretty doggone resilient, and I think
it's no normalcy, you know, at that time. So.
Right.
I
think the kids will bounce back, but I mean we've seen this year that we're definitely behind in academics.
Yeah.
Number three, we were one of the lucky schools to be chosen to have our ESSER plan and report reviewed. Lucky us.
Yay.
So I got an email, and we have to pick a time, and we'll do that tomorrow probably, where we'll have the review, and it'll either be in July, August, or September. And they'll go through all of our spending, and why did you write the plan the way you did, and all. And I think I've already answered a bunch of their questions. So I think honestly, our plan, you know how we wrote it. We wrote everything so that it would have a 7 to 10 year impact. That was our goal. Mm-hmm. And I think we did that. I think that's a smart way to spend. I know there are other people who, stuck money into personnel on a yearly basis, and I know I was just given a lot of grief last week because a neighboring school district gave bonuses to all their employees again, and our employees didn't understand why they didn't, well, a couple of them, why they didn't, and they thought they were mandatory and we had to do that. I don't know right now, after we had to use our ESSER money for the lighting, if we're going to have money for a retention bonus sometime through the summer once we get done with this reporting and we get a chance to really dive into exactly what we have left for money. We can talk about whether there's some money for the retention bonuses. There are some strings attached to the retention bonuses, and the way we did it last year isn't totally right. So if the way they explained it at the ASBO meeting to me is right. There are people in our building that would not qualify for a retention bonus. People like bus drivers and custodians.
Hmm.
And for me, if I'm going to give a retention bonus, I think everybody has to get it.
Right.
I don't think it's fair that we say, oh, we have 43 employees and five of you don't get the bonus or whatever it is. I just don't think that's fair.
Right.
Their rationale is that they're not impacting the classroom and therefore the money shouldn't be spent there. I just think that's wrong. So if that's true and that's the way they're going to enforce it, I would not recommend to you that we do any more bonuses. And I did tell the staff this last week at our meeting. I said, we're going to find out exactly what it is. I do know that some schools have been told that they did the bonuses wrong. And if that's the case, this is what they were told. And that's not, I'm not in favor of giving some people a bonus and not everybody.
How they take that?
Well, you know, it depends on who it was.
Well, how about, can we, like, do retention bonuses on everybody that is qualified to get them, but on the bus drivers and the custodians, reward them in some other way, maybe from some other funds?
Just have to be careful with giving out that if it's taxpayer money, like out of M&O, which would be the one area where you have money to spend. If you give money out of that and you just give it as a bonus that they didn't have to do anything
to earn, right.
Then you can get dinged. We can have side contracts which say you are going to do this, 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 and this, and you get this amount of money. Mm-hmm. But to just give them a bonus.
Like an extra duty type thing?
It would be, at the best, a very gray area.
Right.
I mean, it would be very great.
That's just true.
And that's why I want to get a clear understanding of it, because it was just a couple of people who said that they had been questioned and this was not correct. I want to know why.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me. If our classrooms aren't clean and the kids are sneezing and dirty and, you know, that affects the kids' classroom. If we don't get the kids here to school safe, that affects, you know. So I don't understand that rationale. But, you know, it's Arizona. I've been caught off guard a few times.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that middle school trip tomorrow, we did change it from the Sonoran Desert Museum to the Pima Air Museum.
But why did you do that?
We did it because the Sonoran Desert Museum said that we were calling them less than 31 days ahead of time. And when we talked to them before and got information, they had to have the exact number of kids we were
expecting.
But we couldn't have the exact number until our testing and growth was done.
Mm-hmm.
Our testing and growth wasn't done until last week of April, and then we were only like 15 days ahead of time.
Well, they might enjoy it at the Air Museum. I've seen the Air Museum. Mm-hmm. It might open up some doors to them.
Well, Bobby said he's been there and he really liked it, and there were some other mm-hmm. people that we talked to.
It's amazing how big that stuff is, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so they're going to go there on their way into town, and then they're going to eat the lunch. We send in breakfast with them when they get on the bus, and we've got their lunches. They'll bring a lunch and get it. The letter I sent home said that they could bring money. I told the kids what the money was for. I don't remember if we specified in the letter, but if they want to go in into the arcade, or if they want to get some food from the concession stand. That's the only thing they have to pay for. Everything else is paid for. We've paid for everything else. We've got it all done. So I hope they have fun. I think Officer Zavala is probably more excited than the kids are. Mm-hmm. He's going to drive the white bus, and Ms. Borkas is going to drive the yellow bus, and and then we're sending Mr. Page and Mr. Victor. Mr. Rodriguez had a chance to go. Victor said, whatever Mr. Rodriguez wants, I'll do it.
Yeah, he's seen it.
And so when Mr. Rodriguez heard, I could get on the bus at 7, I could ride all day with screaming kids, and I could get home at 5:30, Victor can go. I'll stay here. So he was very nice and kind. Victor was excited. He really was. He really wanted to go.
Yeah.
But he said, whatever Mr. Rodriguez wants, I'll be okay with it. So, and then Ms. Campos is going to go too. So, so we have five chaperones. For that museum, we needed 1 to 10. So we got a little extra coverage. So, but it'll be good. It'll be good.
Two buses are going?
Huh?
Two buses?
Well, the yellow bus and the white bus. So, yeah. So Bob.
Chill chance if you want to change your
mind. Yeah, there's probably an extra seat. We have to cancel the computer.
I remember
room,
coming
though.
After some of those trips. Like, oh.
And then tomorrow I've devised a new schedule. And then about noon, I'm going to run up and buy ice cream bars and popsicles for the 6th through 8th graders that didn't get to go today. And I'll pick them up at the last 20 minutes, and they'll be in their classrooms for the rest of the day. So I thought, well, we'll go get something for them.
Oh, okay.
So unless they get sent home because they weren't behaving, then they won't get one. But otherwise, we'll have something for them. And then I gave you that proposed salaries, mm-hmm. So we'll do that. In
okay.
June. That's all I have. Any questions?
Not I.
Any word on what's going on tomorrow for the kindergarten?
Kindergarten? Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that one. The kindergarten has their promotion, celebration, graduation. I don't know. It depends on who you talk to, what it's called. We've got everything set up. Miss Mott always does a big thing, a big layout for pictures. And then when you go to the 8th grade graduation, it'll be the same one.
Right, yeah.
So your little guy will get a picture, and then your big guy will get a picture in the same background.
So do they still wear the little gowns in the kindergarten?
No, they wanted, you know, what they've done the last 2 years is they've had a little fun celebration. If parents want to come, they can come. Mm-hmm. Really, there haven't been very many parents that really wanted to come. I heard that only two had asked as of yesterday. So, you know, they said they can come in, they can take pictures with the kids or whatever, but they will take a picture of the kid with the graduation and the, all the stuff around it, and then they're going to get them made, and then the parents can pick them up next week, mm-hmm. the pictures.
Awesome.
And then they're going to have a little party with cupcakes and all that stuff, and just kind of have a little bit of fun, one last day type of a thing. So.
And the 8th grade is in the evening?
8th grade, that's 5 o'clock. And it's next
Thursday,
and there is air conditioning, and I just need to know ahead of time how many of you guys can come.
Right.
So I just make sure we have enough chairs. I figured you would be there.
I thought you were going to say you were
going to have one of you guys said you were going to be there, but I can't remember.
I hadn't really thought about it.
Okay.
So.
All right.
What
did you say you were going to be there? Okay. I knew,
well, there you go.
I knew one of the ladies said yes, but I couldn't remember.
Me. Yeah. Well, I think it's
so good. I would say if you guys are here by 4:30, that's plenty early. And then we're going to be pulling the bleachers out. We'll probably have to do that Tuesday. We were going to do it on Monday, but since that group's going to be gone, we're going to pull the bleachers out so we can get our. We're going to try to get all the seating in. I'm going to try to get it so that families can be together, and then we can try to have like 3 feet in between one family and another.
Groups. Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not going to be 5 or 6 feet or anything. We're going to get as many people in as we can, but still have a little cushion.
A lot of people end up standing up, taking photographs and stuff.
Well, we'll have one area. We'll have an area where the staff sit, and then we'll have an area where any of the parents. One of them could come down, so each kid got, you know, so like when they hit the corner and they turn and start walking towards our table, then a parent can be there and get pictures of them when they're
it's
walking.
It's all back to normal this year.
Yep, normal.
That's
I don't even know what normal is because since I've been here, we haven't had a normal graduation. It's my first.
So this is
normal.
A new one for you.
And,
yeah. So you have a kindergartner graduating?
Yeah, and
kinder and eighth grade. Yeah,
wow.
One
that's
at
exciting.
Each level.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, normal, and then and this next year, the one thing I'm looking forward to is bringing back the Christmas program.
Yeah, because that's 2 years since we've been able to do that. So
that was fun.
I know a lot of people, there were a lot of staff even that just kind of missed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, they don't miss all the practices and all that, but...
But it was
nice.
Great.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I like... Yeah, I like all the families coming over here because you don't get to see,
no.
Yeah.
You know, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well,
next
Thursday you get to come and you'll get to see all of our 8th grade girls. And if you come during the day and you look at them, and then you come that next night and you see them before they put their robes on, you don't have a clue who they are after.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. They just look like they just aged 6 years walking out that door coming in.
I know.
Yeah, they get all gussy, and then the boys will show up in their jeans or their shorts, their tattoos. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
you didn't tell them, or did you, about the seniors coming today? The walk.
The seniors came and walked through today. Once Mr. Gildner figured out how to get here with the bus and
the high
stuff,
school.
They give us a time and they just kind of show up when they want to.
What did they
really
do?
They always bring the seniors down, and the first year I was here they didn't because it was the first year of COVID. So last year they brought them down, and then this year, so they bring them down, and then we form what I always called it a gauntlet. I don't know. That was what they called it when I was in Bemidji. But we formed kids on both sides, and then they can walk through, and everybody's cheering, high-fiving, and whatever. So they walk through the whole campus, and then the kids always like to go down to the gym and take pictures and stuff. So then we let them kind of have however much time they want down there, and our kids come out and they get a little excited and get a little energy out of their system. And but today we had them out there for about 35 minutes toasting in the sun, and finally we found out they were just about still 10 minutes away. So I sent the kids back inside to go to the bathroom and get some water, and then they came. So
it's kind of unique. A lot of these kids have been together from kindergarten, you know, through eighth grade, so they're really a tight knit thing going on, you know, so a lot of boo-hooing going on outside that door later, you know, the girls.
Is Mr. Giltner going to be here to give a speech?
From the high school?
Right now, we're not, I don't know, going to bring anybody down here. He forgot our 8th graders for the 9th grade orientation day.
He did?
I sent him an email and said, what's going
on? We do this every year.
All my kids are telling me that everybody's going, and we never got any. Oh, I thought you guys weren't doing any field trips or going anywhere. I'm sorry, that's my fault. Then today, we're outside standing here waiting. I'm sorry, I just don't even want to bring him down here. If we find somebody else, we can bring somebody else, but he's...
What's going on?
Tony's
lost too much weight.
There's some things going
on. He's lost a lot of his touch.
He's lost a lot of weight.
No, he's lost a lot of his touch with the students. And
why?
I don't know.
He's so young, you know.
But he's lost a lot of it. Like, he's not as interactive with the students anymore.
He's always an upbeat guy.
Huh? I don't care if he can hear me.
Rodriguez. Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah, but we love him.
So anyway, I don't know if we'll bring somebody down.
That's too bad. Yeah.
So we'll have the salutatorian and the valedictorian speak, and I should know who they are by Thursday, hopefully.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, sit down and dig through the grades while they're all on the bus, and then give them the opportunity to get a speech written and get it back to me so I can approve it. So.
Yeah.
So what time tomorrow for the kindergarten thing?
I believe, I don't know what.
They're eating in the cafeteria at 10:30. I'm going to start taking the pictures early in the morning because I don't have school from 8 to 9. Then from there, they're going to have a class picture. They're going to go back to the class, and they're coming back to the cafeteria around 10:30 to eat and you know, be with the families. And that's before everyone else's lunch. Then from there,
yeah, I think they were going to try to get the pictures done before they got all messed up.
Yeah, I was going to say they're nice and fresh in the morning, so that's great.
That's a good idea. As early as possible.
So 10:30.
10:30 in the
cafeteria. I hope you find your brush
right
then.
And I think they said, when I talked with both teachers, they said if parents have, if they want to come up, they can come up anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Great.
Oh, next meeting?
Are we talking tentatively here?
Yeah, if we could, I would like to meet on the 14th of June, that Tuesday, if we can do that. That way it gives Donna a chance to have her stuff done, but it's still early enough to...
June 14th.
I mean, the only other thing would be the 7th of June, I think, is the... And
okay, we'll call it 14th
early.
Until we hear otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, unless you guys like Wednesdays better, it really doesn't matter to me. They're all the same.
To me, it's the same, too. So.
14th. Where's my schedule at?
You know, your schedule's only as good until you're called in to do mandatory overtime anyway.
That's true.
Oh, that doesn't happen anymore.
Really?
Well, not for me at least.
Oh, you're off the hook now.
You know somebody now?
No.
That
no, because so it all depends on how much money you put in overtime. So if you start getting way up on your earnings of in overtime, then
yeah, to scale you back.
They start getting all the people that haven't moved all the way up, so I don't get.
So you're not bummed out, are you?
No, because the overtime that I do is the overtime that I sign up for.
Okay.
It's not the overtime that.
So you don't get mandatory. You just get to sign up. Well, that's nice.
That's good.
So we'll do that, and then if anything changes, people can let me know, or we can publish it. But we'll go with the 14th at 5:15.
Depends on when.
14th at 5:15. All righty. We good?
If we're going to do preliminary adoption or proposed adoption.
Oh, well, budget. In all likelihood, we're going to have another brief meeting. Like we usually have a 5 or 10 minute meeting, sometimes in the morning. Sometimes when Brisa's driving to work, where we just basically approve the budget for Donna so that we can get the preliminary sent in.
So when is that on?
Well, it's got to be sent by July 5th, but a little caveat with that, I'm leaving July 3rd and I won't be back until July 9th or 10th.
You're leaving on the 3rd?
Yeah.
Tim is out. Okay.
1 week. Donna can always do the meeting on her own. Good Lord knows she owes me 3 or 4 meetings at this point in time.
We can probably do it without you.
Trust me, I don't rub it in either when she's gone.
So
we're
going to close
our
meeting?
Yes.
So we're good to go.
You ready?
Okay. I'd like to adjourn this meeting at 6:43.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.